We are having fun this morning at the 2024 Rocket Mortgage Classic at the Detroit Golf Club, and we're also happy to have with us Casey Hervis, Senior Vice President of Brand Experiences and Strategic Partnerships for Rocket Mortgage. Casey, good to see you.
Hey, good morning. It's a beautiful day. I just came in from outside the first tee, and weather is holding off, and a bunch of folks are off the first tee for the Pro-Am.
Talk about why people should be so excited about the Rocket Mortgage Classic this week.
Yeah, I mean, this is our sixth Rocket Mortgage Classic, and it's such an amazing week. It's just amazing to see how much momentum we continue to have with the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And, you know, I was downtown last night for the Pro-Am pairing party and afterwards, and, you know, just the amount of buzz and excitement that people have. And we're just getting started. I mean, really, the tournament doesn't start till tomorrow, but today is a great day at Pro-Am. Totally free for the community to come out and see the players and some celebrities and, you know, come make it a great day here at the Detroit Golf Club.
As you're out there pushing sponsorships, trying to make the connections between the corporate community and the fans, people don't, I think, understand or have an appreciation for just how much business is done over the next few days in some of these suites. Some of these hospitality suites that, I mean, there are a lot of deals that are struck and a lot of relationships that are built that then bear fruit months down the road.
I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, we have over 300 partners here with the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and all week, I mean, it's an opportunity for us at Rocket to say thank you to the partners, thank you to the players for coming here and spending time here in Detroit. And you're exactly right. I mean, whether it's at the Pro-Am, during the hospitality, or just hanging outside and, you know, meeting with great people and, you know, sharing the love of the golf, of, you know, the game of golf, but also, you know, our love for the city of Detroit.
How about the champions that you guys have had here? I mean, they're big names. They're Finau. They're Ricky Fowler. I mean, Nate Lashley's a big name now after hearing his story that first year.
Yeah, really fortunate. You mentioned Nate Lashley, an amazing story, our inaugural winner. Then Bryson. Mm-hmm. Then we had a playoff in Cam Davis. You know, super tall, hits it a country mile. Australian got his first win. And then, obviously, Tony Finau. And, you know, couldn't ask for anything better here in Detroit last year than having our own Ricky Fowler, who we've worked with now at Rocket for over 10 years. And to have, we'll call it the hometown guy, you know, stick that shot on 18 in the playoff hole and roll that putt uphill. And I've been to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sporting events here in Detroit. I jumped off the floor like I was Bill Laimbeer. when that putt rolled in, I was, like, off the hook. And it was such an exciting, I think, an iconic Detroit sports moment.
The vision of Dan Gilbert to have this here and to really showcase the city of Detroit, how big is it to especially today, to have families come out, bring their kids who are interested in golf, to get this close to the players?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, when we moved downtown 14 years ago and Dan asked others to join, we also wanted to start working and bringing high-profile events to the city. And just look what's happened here over the past year. I mean, just over the last three months.
Year,
right,
yeah.
Between the draft, the Grand Prix, Central Station, here we are with the sixth Rocket Mortgage Classic. And, you know, one of my favorite things doing all week is just watching the parents, grandparents, and kids, generations that come. What I was sharing with somebody yesterday that's really never been to a golf event. If you think about a PGA Tour event, where else can you have miles of front row seating and you're not spending, you know, an arm and a leg or a 401k to put your feet on the floor or, you know, be on the field? I mean, and so it's such awesome, and watch the kids getting the ball and the autographs, and the players are so good about spending time with kids here, and that's certainly a big attraction here of the PGA Tour event.
You've got a lot of storylines, and somehow you guys have cornered the market on last day drama. I mean, whether it's the playoffs or, I mean, it just seems to happen here. I don't know if it's something in the water, but, you know, you've got Cam Young that's going to be here, coming off shooting a 59.
Yeah, well, lowest, I think, since 2020. I'll tell you, guy, he's my prediction of the week.
We go with the hot hand,
yeah,
right?
Hot hand. I also love Tom Kim for this week. But, of course, I'm going to be rooting for Ricky Fowler as much as anybody.
He's wearing the logo. That's good for business.
It's very good for business.
See, I think Tom Kim has been right there for several events, and now he's coming off just last week when Scottie Scheffler bested him.
Yeah, I mean, he's right there at the top, Jamie, this week, I think, as well. And you saw how well he played at Travelers. He's, you know, young, and I think this is his second time. This is his second time here at Rocket Mortgage Classic, and I think you'll be seeing him, you know, late in the charge on Sunday afternoon.
How's the field? How's the playing?
Field is great. We're super excited. I mean, we've got some really young players as well, you know, college students. We've also got that 15-year-old Miles Russell.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were doing at 15 years old, but I was not putting in the ball on the ground and teeing it off at a PGA Tour event. And this, I had
what I was doing at 15 expunge. So
exactly right.
Good on. But, you know, that's a great opportunity to bring your, as I was saying earlier, to bring out your 10-year-old, 11-year-old son or daughter.
Yeah.
And say, look at what this young man's doing at the age of 15. That, you know, a little hard work. You've got some talent. You don't know what can happen.
Yeah, it's
take
it's,
inspiration
you're
from
exactly
it.
Right. I mean, whether it was the kids' clinic, we had the kids' clinic here yesterday, and Aiden Hutchinson came out and was a big kid himself. You should have seen the looks of those kids' faces when they watch Aiden Hutchinson walk in. I mean, golf, that's what's amazing game about golf, right? We all play it, in which it spans generations, and whether it's a young kid with a club in their hand or an elderly person, you know, sharing those moments. You know, golf is such a beautiful family sport.
My question was going to be about Aiden in the celebrity scramble yesterday. I guess he hit a couple shots. He stuck a wedge shot or something, but then he topped a drive. So humbling.
I was with him right before he teed off. And I'm like, how are you feeling? He's like, you would think someone that runs out in front of 80,000 people every Sunday and has played on the biggest stages, and he was terrified. And he hit up that first tee shot, and it kind of wormed off the tee box. And, you know, he tipped his hat to the crowd, but you know darn well he was giving himself some self-talk. Exactly right.
This Rocket Mortgage Classic has really impacted the city of Detroit, especially when it comes to closing the digital divide.
It sure has. I mean, in 2020, when we with the Rocket Mortgage Classic coming out of the pandemic, we saw it as an opportunity to launch change in the course. I mean, unfortunately, the spotlight was shined on the fact that over 60% of Detroit residents did not have access to the internet, right? Technology, digital literacy, and certainly the hardware. And so now, over the last 4 years, we've increased that to well over 70%. A lot of it's due to the work that we do here year-round with the Rocket Mortgage Classic and raising those funds to help bring, you know, digital literacy and technology and connectivity to every citizen in Detroit.
And boy, what a good time for it to happen, because during COVID, people were in and they needed to have
accessibility. I mean, certainly for kids that had to go home and start to be educated from home, adults during certainly job search, and in the world we all know now of with telemedicine, I mean, just having internet access is, you know, the right and the opportunity that everybody should have.
After that heat wave, I was a little bit concerned about what your greens would look like. They look fabulous. But the rain over the past few days must have done something interesting for your roughs.
Yeah,
thick are they, and how lush are they looking?
The rough is thick and lush. And, you know, it rained yesterday, but that wind came through yesterday afternoon. And, you know, from what I heard and talking to some of the pros last night, they're really excited to see how the course is shaping up. And so, yeah, it rained a little bit. Wind came in, dried it out, and hopefully the rain will hold off here today and start to
they can seek some pins, perhaps.
I think, you know, I'm going somewhere between 24 or 26 under. That's where I'm calling
it. Well, Finau was 26, right? Yeah. And Ricky was, what, 23?
23.
Yeah, so.
Somewhere in there.
I know the grounds guys would like to get that under 20, but
no, I don't
these
think
guys are just too good.
They are too good. I mean, you know, they're looking at bunkers 280, 290, and they're just thinking about where to fly it versus us. Like, just
like
I hope
just
I don't
get
have
it
the drive
out
of my lifetime, yeah, and somehow dribbles in at the end.
Yeah, how many worms are going to die from that shot, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Well, Casey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for making those connections that helped to, you know, really initiate some business here in town.
Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate all the support here for Rocket Mortgage Classic and the City of Detroit.